Farewell, you splendid citadel, metropolis called Paris, where Phoebus every morning shoots of forth refulgent beams, and where Flora's bright aurora is advancing from the Orient, with a radiant light adorning the pure shining streams. Oh, at eve when Centaur does retire to where the ocean gills like fire, and the universe stands to admire her merchandise and stores, commanding Flora's fragrance, the fertile fields to decorate, and to illuminate the royal Corsican again upon the French shore. My name's Napoleon Bonaparte, I'm the conqueror of all nations. I have banished German legions, and I've sent kings from their throne. I have conquered dukes and earls and splendid congregations, but now they have transported me onto St. Helena's shore. Like Hannibal, I cross the Alps, the burning sands and the rocky cliffs. Over Russia's hills, through frost and snow, I still the laurels wore. Now I'm on this desert island where the rats the devil they would affright. Still I hope to shine in armour bright throughout Europe's land once more. Some say the cause of my downfall was the parting with my consort, for to wed the German's daughter, which wounded my heart sore. But the female train I ne'er shall blame, for they did never me defame. When they saw my sword in battle flame, they then did me adore. Oh, but I severely felt their rod for meddling with the house of God. Icons and golden images in thousands down I tore. I then stole Malta's golden gates. I dinned the work of God's disgrace. But if he grants me time and place, back to him I'll them restore. Now I'm in the allied yoke, but with fire and sword I made them smoke. I have conquered Dutch and Danes, and I surprised the Grand Signor. I defeated Austrians and the Russians, both Portuguese and Prussians. Like the great King Alexander, our proud Caesar of yore. But my golden eagles were torn down by Wellington's allied armies, and my troops all in disorder could no longer stand the field. I was sold that very afternoon, all on the 18th day of June. Through lack of reinforcements, I was forced then for to yield. Exiled off the coast of Africa, out in the Atlantic Ocean, for to view the wild commotion and the flowing of the tide. Banished from the royal court of imperial promotion, from the French a throne of glory, for to watch those billows glide. For full 3 days I stunned the plain, my freedom's course for to maintain. Many thousands there I did leave slain and covered in their gore. I never fled without revenge, nor to the allied armies cringed. But now my sword is sheathed, and Paris is no more.